BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Another one?
Fun time blowing bubbles through a straw. Sounds naughty.
Gonna get married in a wibbly wobbly house.
BBC Radio.
One.
Turn it up.
Let's go.
Scott Mills.
The one.
For the immature.
You're under a citizen's arrest. You are done.
3, 2.
Radio One.
On the Scott Mills Daily Podcast, have I got popcorn on the brain? Is that even a thing? After our small disagreement that we had, it was only a tiny one on last week's show, some people have been on suggesting that me and Chris should take some kind of test. Are we actually compatible, or should we just face it and go our own separate ways? So find out what happens there. This could be our last show. And Anne-Marie, she's back. 99% cheerful all of the time. Let's try and force a tear out of her, shall we?
One.
I had some popcorn yesterday.
Okay.
That in itself isn't a strong story.
Breaking news.
Okay, so I went to go and, well, tried to go and see Parasite at the cinema because I thought, okay, it's going to do well at the Oscars, so I want to have seen it, so when it does do well at the Oscars, which it did, I can be like, oh, a stunning film. Yeah, I've seen it, actually.
Fine.
So got to the cinema, and I hardly ever go to cinema, by the way. Was quite looking forward to it. And then we get there, and the man's like, sorry, this screening is cancelled due to a power cut because of wind and weather. And then gave me a piece of paper and said, call this number tomorrow for a refund. A piece of paper? Like, at least send me an email.
Yeah, but it was a power cut, wasn't there?
Oh, yeah.
So he wouldn't have been able to email you. Probably their computer system's down.
Anyway, at some point I'm getting a refund, I guess. I've called the number on the piece of paper. There's no answer so far, but I'll keep you updated.
So what did they do in the cinema? Did they bring out the candles?
Didn't even get as far as the cinema. There's a man literally stood on the entrance of the cinema going, go home. So I went home and I was like, well, okay, I still want to watch a film because I'm in the mood now. So I did watch a film and I made some popcorn myself to recreate the cinema
you
experience.
You microwaved the popcorn.
Yeah. Well, that's scary, isn't it? I've never done that before. But it's popping all over the shop.
Yeah, it does.
Hated it.
There's something not right about it.
No.
Yeah, all right.
That felt dangerous. And there was high winds outside. I was like, am I at risk here? Anyway, so I make some popcorn, put it in the bowl, watch a film, all good. Then I cough on a piece of popcorn, right? And then some popcorn comes out of my nose. Now, has that ever happened to anyone here?
What, food out the nose?
Yeah, like little piece of
popcorn. Happy lunchtime, everyone.
Out the nose. Sorry about this, guys. And then I say this to my boyfriend. I'm like, oh my God, a popcorn just come out of my nose. All panicked. He's like, yeah, that's normal.
Well, what did you want? You didn't have a kernel stuck there, did you? Oh.
Well, I still think there's a bit of popcorn stuck whack there. Any doctors or nurses listening might be able to tell me if this is a thing. Is the popcorn still, like, right back here?
Well, my concern would be that if you... Can't you go through the nose to the brain? So my concern is, have you got...
Don't say that.
Well, you got popcorn on the brain?
I don't know.
Oh, no.
And I've been trying to do this. Sorry, this is gross. But you know when you hold, like, one nostril and go... trying to get it out. I've been trying that. That's not worked.
Yeah, but at some point, that little kernel... Is it a kernel? Is that the right word, though?
No, but this is an actual
kernel's
piece...
Kernel's just going to dart out.
No, but it wasn't a kernel. This is a piece of fully formed popcorn out the nose.
So what's the question here?
And then my boyfriend's like, oh, no, it's happened to me before. Lettuce has come out of my nose before. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Anyway, that's my thing for this, today. It's been worrying me all morning, and I've actually been bursting to come on air and tell you about this, just because I know that some people will know if this is the case. And am I going to die?
Right.
Is what I'd like to know.
Strong start.
Because you know me, I do over-worry, especially about things like that.
Yeah, okay. Well, someone will know.
Is it still there, and is it? Am I at risk, is what I'd like to know.
One.
Last week, me and Chris had a little fallout. It's going to happen. If you're on the radio as much as we are together, you're going to fall out sometimes. It's not always going to be happy couples, is it?
No. But here's the thing with it, is people often hear us very happy and us having a good time on the radio.
Yeah, but like in real life, mates do fall out from time to time, so that's going to happen.
Yeah. The only difference is we've got microphones in front of us when we do it.
Yeah.
The thing is, you hear us at our best. I think it's only fair on everyone involved that you hear us at our worst as well.
Here's what happened last week.
I think what? Technically...
Breaking news.
You're better looking, but I don't... How do I explain this?
You think I've got all the bits to be good looking, but it's not quite working, is what you're saying.
No. I'm saying if I was to describe you...
All the features.
And I was to describe me...
Doesn't quite work.
You sound a better... But then when you actually look at the car, It's
okay. Wow. Okay. It was a small disagreement about who was better looking. Everyone was messaging about that last week because they don't really hear us like that, you know?
Yeah, and also everyone was giving their opinions. We didn't really resolve it, did we?
No, I don't think we ever will.
Do you want to resolve it now?
No.
No.
I want to move on to this. Hi, Claire from Portrush. Thanks for your email. Because of the falling out, which she heard, she has now sent us a compatibility test. Now, I'd like to make it clear that we're not partners in that sense. But we are a couple of sorts. We are an on-air couple.
Modest.
And this tests whether a couple should be together or not. So basically, by the end of this, it'll be like, should we still be on radio together? Or, for instance, should I bin you off for, let's say, Jordan North?
Interesting.
Or a reality star. I mean, they're on everything at the moment. Do I replace you with, let's say, Olivia Attwood?
It's a very interesting idea. But then also, I would put it to you that that could work two ways. It could be that actually we're not compatible and, you know, there could be a better show elsewhere.
All right, well, I thought we had an unwritten agreement that we were going to do, try and do everything together for at least the next couple of years.
I thought it was largely a written rule as well.
But if you want to be replaced by Bobby Norris, then...
I'm just saying, no, I'm just saying it's interesting for both of us, this, isn't it?
Okay,
however,
so,
listen, I really like you.
Yeah, I like you too. I've said this to you in the pub. I'm not going anywhere,
yeah.
Right? But however, with this compatibility test, it will work out for us whether we should stay together or maybe whether we should go our own separate ways.
Okay.
I mean, I could always call one of the other Saturdays, you know?
Yes, you could.
Scott and Vanessa.
Yeah.
Should we say that if it comes to less than 50%, because it's on percentages.
Okay.
Less than 50 and we never work together again.
Okay.
This will be a last show.
Wow. I don't think you are seriously meaning that, are you?
I mean, okay, it won't be our last show, but we'll work towards the last show.
It will be a Harry and Meghan situation where the Queen will need a bit of time.
It'll be a bit of time, but eventually we won't be a thing.
But it will lead to a sort of a Brexit, if you will. Scott Mills.
See, someone at the weekend told me this sounds like the BBC News music and now I can't get it out of my head.
Is it the bit in the bit beep, before? It's like blip, beep, beep. Banger that as well. When you hear that in a club, really goes off, doesn't it?
What, the BBC News music? What clubs are you going to?
No, I think it was Greg who did this ages ago and ended up getting it played out.
Oh, he did.
Genius move. Although, we should do that.
Camel Fat and Rabbit Hole on Radio 1. Sounds a bit like... Dint, dint. Off the news.
But also, on that tip, surely famous newsreaders, right, doing DJ sets would be an amazing thing to see. Like, if someone said Hugh Edwards was DJing, I'd be so down for that.
He would clean up on the student union circuit.
I've just got one eye on Freshers, you know.
I know.
It comes around quick.
It does. They're missing a trick there.
Yeah.
Not taking any work away, potentially, from us. Scott and Chris here, together, 1 till 4, Monday to Thursday, at the moment. So Claire from Portrush got in touch and she has sent us this compatibility test. Now, I think this is meant for actual couples, not radio couples, but let's go with it.
Fine. Also, one of us answers this. Ultimately, this test doesn't know the other person involved, but I guess this tells you how compatible you are with a partner.
Okay. Are there bedroom questions? Because that doesn't apply.
I've not got into it. I've seen the first question. Shall we begin?
Let's begin. Are you answering or me?
I'll tell you the question. I think you answer it.
Well,
and then it will tell me at the end how compatible you are as a partner.
Right. Okay, cool.
Got that?
Yeah.
Okay. You just had average service at a restaurant and your other half leaves a bad tip. Do you A, bring it up after dinner, or B, call them out at the table?
I think I would bring it up after dinner. Yeah, I would bring it up after.
It's an irrelevant question for so many reasons. And also, I wouldn't leave a bad tip anyway.
No, you wouldn't.
So,
you're a very generous lover in that way.
Let me just... Okay, your partner has cooked you dinner. Should you do anything in return? A, no, we take turns cooking, so it works out. B, yes, wash and dry the dishes.
I think A.
Yeah.
We take it in turns.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Okay, Okay, fine. A. Question three. Your partner's... Right, this is why I don't think this test works. I'm sure there must be a better one out there. Your partner sends you a saucy text.
Well, that wouldn't happen.
Tuss and roll your eyes. Send one back. Well, let's just go with it then. So if I send you something that was maybe meant for someone else...
Yeah.
And you've intercepted it, how do you react? And it's come from me. Would you send me a naughty one back or what?
What are the options? What are the A or B options?
A, tuss and roll your eyes. So almost just accept it. Mm. And B, send one back.
I'd probably send one back.
Yeah. I might actually test this at some point.
Do it when I'm not expecting it and see what I do.
When you've forgotten this. Okay, look, there's two more questions. Okay. Let's rattle on through.
Right, and if it's 50% or over, we stay together, is it?
We stay together, yeah. Okay. Well, it says you're a compatible partner.
Okay, cool.
Question four. You realise your significant other has made a big purchase from your joint bank account without
consulting
you.
That's not
going
to happen.
A, have a hissy fit immediately. B, wait until the right moment to speak to them calmly. C, just let it go.
I'd let it go.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You know my PIN number.
Okay, last question.
You do, though?
I do, yeah.
So that kind of... No,
six,
he does.
One.
No, that's how good friends we are. He knows my PIN.
I'm joking.
Don't read it out. But that's kind of almost like having a joint account with me.
Mm. Okay, last question. Your partner gives you a romantic massage... but it's not that relaxing. Now, this is the only one that's relevant because we both have massaged each other.
Yeah, we have.
A, give
I
them
shaved
a
you as well, let's not forget that.
Give them a rub...
I did once.
It did once.
Really hungover.
Give... A.
It was weird afterwards.
It was weird.
Okay, go on.
Before it, I was like, actually, that just seems like you're doing me a favour. And then when it was happening, I was like, he sat behind me shaving me. It's really weird.
Yeah.
Give them a rubbish massage back. That's A. B, grin and bear it. C, groan in agony.
No, I would grin and bear. Because I'm very good with my hands. You know that I'm a good masseur. I have been told that I would be actually good at that professionally by somebody that does it for a living. So, but if yours was terrible, I wouldn't pull you up on it. I'd probably just grin and bear it. Yours aren't as good as mine anyway.
All right. Do you want to know what percentage you are as a compatible lover?
Yeah.
59%.
Yes!
So we're together.
Right.
That's good. Well, hopefully good news for everyone listening. We're going to stay together for a little longer by the looks of it.
Scott Mills.
For the first time yesterday, I had something fly out of my nose and I'm worried about it. I am. It was popcorn.
It is a bit weird, but I'm surprised how many people are messaging in saying this is a common thing. Not to worry.
Well, Kieran once choked on a peanut and it kind of flew out of his nose straight away. Didn't realise there was another one up there until over a week later. And this is what I'm worried about. I think there's still a kernel of popcorn lodged. I do. I think I can feel it. And there's all sorts of people saying, don't worry, you're going to be all right. I've had all sorts coming out of my nose, including spaghetti, a lot of lettuce. Someone had sour cream, beef and a bit of taco. So
beef.
Like a whole fajita coming out of the nose there. Duncan. No, sorry, Damien, not Duncan. Damien, hello.
Hello, you all right?
Yeah, good. Duncan's on the news. Damien's on the phone. okay, so reassure me, go on.
Well, you had popcorn. It might still be in there. Did it hurt when it come out?
A little bit.
That's the question.
A little bit
right.
of burn.
So we were having Chinese takeaway a couple of weeks ago. It's actually fairly recent. And I laughed whilst eating and kind of went like that. And it sort of goes from your throat and a little bit of food went up and I could feel it going on its way up into my nose.
Yeah.
Then I had this massive pain in my left eye.
Little burn, is it? Oh, in your left eye?
In my left eye, like in the sinuses.
Yeah.
There's nothing's coming out of my eye, don't worry. So it went up into the pain in my eye. And then there was still a little bit of, like, noodle. I could feel it tickling my throat. So I did the footballer thing, put a finger over the nose and then sort of blow, you know. It's nice. And a tiny little bit of noodle was visible at the bottom of my nose. So I thought, oh, I'll just whip that out. Pulled it, 4 inches long at least. It just kept coming and kept coming. It was like a really awful magic trick. And the pain was unbelievable.
But you're still alive?
Well, I'm still, well... The doctor said that I'll probably be all right for at least the next 3 weeks.
You've
got nothing to worry about.
You didn't go to the doctor.
No, I didn't go to the doctor. It's a bit of food. I've had a pee out my nose as well, like from chicken fried rice. It's always Chinese that goes up
he
my nose.
He loves it, this one, noodle nose.
All right, this is making me feel better, actually.
Yeah, I think the lesson from this is it's absolutely fine, but some of the messages we're getting in from people, like, it's like full on King Prawn. Like,
like, what?
How?
Like, how big are your nostrils?
That's a mad flare for a King Prawn.
I mean, I've got flurry nostrils, but I'm not sure I can get a King Prawn out of it. And then you've got Janet here, whose daughter used to be so frightened of eating spaghetti in front of strangers because it would come down her nose on a regular.
No.
And she would, like, do it, like...
This is disgusting.
I'm sorry, I just needed to talk about it. Imagine, though, she's pulling it up and down like dental floss.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Some popcorn flew out of my nose at high speed last night, and I've been reassured by a lot of you since then, and thank you for this, that it's absolutely fine. Nothing bad's going to happen. I cannot fathom now how one of our listeners had a whole pickled onion fly out of there just 2 weeks ago. It's Jason.
That's incredible. That's massive.
Massive pickled onion. How is that possible out of nose?
Exactly.
Mind you, ladies have babies.
True. Very true.
Okay, it's time for Ask Me Anything. So, we have somebody on the line. We don't know who it is. But maybe they have, like, an out-of-the-ordinary profession. Like a strange job. Maybe they've broken some kind of world record. Maybe they're an inventor and they've made so much money from, you know, inventing something that we use every day. Mm. It's somebody that's not like you and me. They're extraordinary people.
Yes, there's an interesting story there.
Always. And then we get to grill them, we get to ask them anything. That's the idea. Thing is, they don't tell us before who we're going to be put through to. So it's a surprise every week and a lovely one. Okay, so let's put him through, please. Hello, caller. Who are you and what do you do?
Hello there. This is the Muffin Man. Ask me anything.
You're the Muffin Man?
I am the Muffin Man of Drury Lane from far, far away. I beg the macaroons, the clairs, the strudels, the cannelloni, the pretzels, the profiteroles, all of the bakery atoms.
I've heard of the Muffin Man, but I'm not sure why. I reckon there must be people listening to this right now that are going, OMG, they've got the Muffin Man. But Scott, do you know any more about the Muffin Man?
I'm aware there's a song.
Come on. You must know me. I'm the Muffin Man from Drury Lane, no? The Muffin Man.
Wow.
You know?
Are you A-list? I don't know.
A list of what? Of lovely bakery atoms? What list do you speak of?
You know the Muffin Man, the Muffin Man, the Muffin Man. Do you know the Muffin Man who lives on Drury Lane?
Yeah.
Yes, I know the Muffin Man, the Muffin Man, yeah. The Muffin
WTF
Man.
WTF is going on. I don't...
That is me, the Muffin Man.
That's mad. You're in an actual nursery rhyme.
That's right, I'm in actual nursery rhyme, that is right, but I'm in far, far away, Drury Lane, with Sleeping Beauty and all of Shrek and his friends here.
Drury Lane is in London, isn't it?
No, there is a Drury Lane in London, sure, so I have heard. I have never been to London myself, but I am on the one in far, far away.
Okay, and is that somewhere in France?
No, it's in far, far away. It's not in France, no, it's a magic bus ride away from London town.
Okay, so are we speaking to you now from far, far away?
You are indeed, that is true, yes.
What is going on?
Are you made of muffin?
No. I'm not made of muffin. I'm very rarely away from my bakery. In fact, I have some buns in the oven now.
Okay.
I don't get this dude.
Right, so he basically, here's the thing, right? The Muffin Man, off of that song I just played you, he bakes wonderful cakes, your pastries, your buns, for the people of far, far away.
That is correct, yes. Bonbon, indeed, yes.
But you're a human.
I'm a human, yes. That is true.
So what makes you the official Muffin Man, then?
I am the official Muffin Man, that is correct, yes.
Why? Like,
right, seriously.
This is like Peppa Pig calling up and going, I'm Peppa Pig. Like, now, good, but anyone, like, surely anyone could be Peppa Pig, anyone could be the Muffin. I could be the Muffin Man, by doing the voice, right? Look at my
McDonald's. No, my friend. Nobody is the Muffin Man who begs quite like I do, you know?
Okay. The accent's slipping somewhat.
No. The accent is born.
And obviously you are the Muffin Man, but do you have a name?
The Muffin Man. I am only known as the Muffin Man of Drury Lane.
Fine.
You know,
how
I don't
old
like
are
to
you?
Let people know that.
How old am I?
Yeah. Well, sir, the gentleman, especially the Muffin Man, does not get his give his edge out, sir.
This is a special edition of Ask Me Anything where we ask anything and they don't answer anything.
Muffin Man.
No. The answers for this question, but I am timeless.
Do you have a girlfriend or a boyfriend?
I have, well, a girlfriend or a boyfriend. That is my prerogative. I do have a soft spot for Sleeping Beauty.
Oh, yeah.
Muffin Man, what is the last thing you typed into Google?
I do not use Google. What is Google?
I know. How to bake a muffin?
No. I know how to bake a muffin. In fact, if there were an entry on the Google, I probably would have put it on there myself.
Where is Far, Far Away?
Far, Far Away is a magic bus ride away from London town.
We're going to get nothing out of this guy. I'm really here
Come on down to the South Bank around the London Eye. Chuck's adventure, you see, will take you to the Far, Far Away, no?
Can you go on holiday to Far, Far Away, or is travel to Far, Far Away ill-advised at the moment?
No. It is fine. Everything is lovely here in Far, Far Away. Come along. Won't you come?
I'm just putting Far, Far Away into my Google Maps. Will that come up?
Be interesting to see what comes up, actually. Yeah.
What is this Google that you speak of? I don't know.
Well, I really enjoy that you live in your own little world, don't you?
No, I live in Far, Far Away. How many times do I have to say,
when
my friend?
When you're paid for your work, what are you paid in?
Oh, I'm paid in the macaroons.
Right, this is the maddest chat. Well, listen, we'll let you get back to being the Muffin Man.
Baking, my friend, baking.
To baking, yep.
Oh, Bon, thank you so much.
Bon.
Legend. Love him.
That was a lot of fun. Thanks, Muffin Man.
Merci, bye-bye.
Merci beaucoup.
Beaucoup. Take care.
This is Scott Mills. The Scott Mills Daily.
Literally everyone is asking now what the secret ingredient of the Muffin Man's muffins are. It's true, it sounds like similar to the one I had in Holland once. I just had a bite, I wasn't right for a couple of hours, and that just seems to be what's happened to him there.
Oh, right, I see.
Anyway, that was a left field Ask Me Anything. Maybe if you've done something extraordinary, maybe you have invented something, maybe you are the Muffin Man or similar, maybe... I don't know, you've got an extraordinary job that none of us have. Let us know. Email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. I'm sure we'll get someone better than the Muffin Man on next week.
Oh, I'd hope so.
Slim pickings, it seems. Not that he wasn't terrible.
No, but I don't care.
What?
I don't care. Actually, that's what I've decided.
What, you don't care
about
what?
I spent the last 10 minutes going... Who is the Muffin Man? Who is the Muffin Man? And actually, I've just realised I don't care.
Over it.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Hey, Katie.
Hi.
So you're in Stirling, a beautiful part of Scotland.
I am, but it's snowing right now.
Oh, is it proper snow?
Yeah, like real bad.
Oh, no, that means potentially the lake at the uni will be frozen over there.
Yeah.
Love it there, don't we?
We do.
Yeah, you study there, so.
Oh, you did?
We've had many a good time at Stirling Uni there, haven't we, Scott?
Yeah.
Aside from, you know, you've obviously got to keep an eye out for the one-eyed monster.
Oh, right, yeah, more the lake. Swarms, though, as well.
No, but you know there's, like, legend has it, the one-eyed monster roams that lake in the middle of the uni there.
We've got a really grainy picture of it once.
No way.
Yeah, but you won't be able to see it now because it's frozen over.
Well, I was there for 4 years and never saw it, so you guys are lucky.
Wow, no, we managed to catch it, but no one believed us because it was such a grainy photo. By the way, I'm really sorry for your loss at the weekend.
Yeah, I don't really want to talk about it.
Rugby.
Rugby.
Yeah, we lost to Ireland at the weekend as well.
What? No. Oh, right, yeah, you did. I thought you were talking about England. I was like, oh.
Well, no, because for rugby...
Don't just assume.
For rugby, I'm Welsh.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I did assume. I shouldn't have assumed.
Oh, that's okay. Apology accepted.
Where do you work?
In a posh supermarket.
Oh, okay. That narrows it down. Would it be the one that begins with a W?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it does. Oh, yeah. Okay. What do you do there?
Sorry, can you clear this up for me? Obviously, we can't talk about the actual name of it. But I heard you've got to sit, like, an extra exam or something if you want to work there.
I mean, I think they make you like do lots of hard like test things. I don't really know. They're very fussy, I think.
Oh, I've got to say, and do pass this on to the powers that be. Your people there are very friendly and extremely welcoming.
Oh, thank you. You should like do one of those, submit a wee review. You know, we like those. Next time you go in, just say how helpful we all are.
Okay, so I fill in some kind of form.
Yeah, you need to do fill in the form. Yeah,
we value your feedback.
Yes,
All right, listen. Katie, here's what I've got for you today on Bangers. See if you fancy this to be played. So keep your love
locked down, your love locked down. Oh, not sure.
It's only one of the biggest artists of our time, Kanye West.
With
Love Lockdown.
Yeah, but wasn't this with someone as well? Oh no, it was just him.
Just him. So that's my banger.
This reeked of Mr. Hudson for a second.
No, that was the other one. Right, you don't sound that impressed, so here's Chris's offering.
Oh, here it comes.
She has a built. Oh, God.
Okay,
that makes sense.
Now, listen, I think this is his moment, people.
And what are the chances? What are the chances of today's caller being from Scotland?
Don't. Well, what? So for the last 4 or 5 times that I've tried to put some bangers and no one's chosen it, just happens someone's called in today. People do listen in Scotland, Scott.
Well, no, but of course they do. A lot of them. But you have just clearly said to the person answering the phones that I'll get someone from Scotland while I was taking a walk.
That's such a weird way to look at it. You think the whole world's against you. You're one of those. Don't be such a pessimist. However, she hasn't even chosen yet.
I mean, I feel like, Scott, you're just being very, like, you need to just calm down a little bit because I feel like, of course, I'm going to choose Chris. Like, don't take it personally, but it's a natural choice for me.
Well, calm down.
Right, when you tell someone to calm down, that makes them worse.
Yeah, what else do you want to say to Scott whilst you're here? I'm sort of enjoying it.
Is he saying you don't like my attitude? Is that what it is?
I just feel like after the weekend, you know, we lost. We need to pick up, you know, the Scottish, get everyone feeling good. It's a natural choice for me.
Well, you could have said that first, rather than telling me to calm down.
But for everyone else, I say let's have it, let's enjoy it, let's go.
All right, well, you lot enjoy yourselves.
She is a builder, different from the rest.
Anna Delvey was due to inherit $67 million.
I'm so excited about what the future holds.
She secured huge investments for a project in New York.
She was very confident in her words.
And yet, it was all a lie.
She's a con artist.
Join journalist Vicky Baker as she delves into a real-life scandal.
We'll mix drama with documentary to tell the story of Anna Delvey's rise and fall.
Fake Heiress, a new 6-part podcast.
I was watching this whole thing happen thinking it can't be true.
Listen on BBC Sounds.
She gets underneath my skin, but I've been stung a few times, so I don't want no one and no even built up. She is a built-up. She is a built-up. She is a
built-up. Sidebar, it's not just people from Scotland that enjoy Jerry Cinnamon. Jack in Leeds. Jack in Leeds loves it. George in Plymouth loves it. Lauren in Norwich, absolutely thrilled that was picked today. That was Jerry Cinnamon and Belter. Finally winning, which means we can get rid of it in the nicest possible way on Bangers because it was getting boring.
I do think it's people that don't know Jerry Cinnamon that will be anti that song because, like, when you see him live and you feel all that energy there, that's when you understand what that song, it's a weird representation because when you hear it live, it is unbelievable.
I mean, yeah.
Does that make sense?
Massive response. Yeah. I think you have to, if you're not aware of him.
If you're not aware of Jerry Cinnamon, hearing that song on Radio 1 and then trying to understand how that can be rowdy, it probably doesn't make all that much sense.
So maybe try and get to see him live when you can, guys.
The guy's selling out arenas now.
Oh, yeah. Massive. Yes, Zoe in Dorset. I love a bit of Jerry. Such a banger. Yeah, Mark in Brackley doesn't get it. Andy from Andover. doesn't get it. But anyway, I finally got picked today.
Yeah, yeah, buzzing. Yeah, so new picks now from here on in.
New picks. As Scottish as Neeps and Tatties and Buckfast, not actually from Scotland. It's not Scottish. They just like to drink it. Some of them.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Reminder, because you'll forget. Reminder, what day is V-Day?
Valentine's Day is Friday? Is it Friday?
Friday.
Is it Friday?
Yeah. Any plans?
No, not yet.
Nah. Just FYI, tried to go on pretty much every restaurant website at the weekend, or one of those apps where you can choose your time. There's nothing. Nothing.
I don't know if it's a coincidence, but I've been randomly sent to the BBC some... it's a piece of equipment that describes itself as a massager.
Yes.
Like a portable massager.
Well, it's called Lovely Wand.
But it hasn't come with any sort... hasn't come with any sort of note.
No.
So I'm thinking someone out there listening to this right now has ordered this in for me.
Yeah. It's on my Insta story. But here's the thing. It looks like it's come from the company that rhymes with Amazon, which would suggest that either you...
It's really odd.
...or someone has ordered it for you, because that's not like a gift from a company they want to mention.
But it's been sent to the BBC here. So should I take that as a compliment or what? Like, what is going on there? If anyone has a theory on this, the only thing I would say is that I do receive a lot of posts that is meant for someone else who works here.
Chris Price.
Yeah. And we've had some issues where I've been sent magazines that were meant for him, like music, you know, music magazines.
Well, maybe this is the next mix-up, then.
Well, I haven't asked him if this is actually his.
Chris, let us know. He's in the office. Because I know that, obviously, both called Chris, a lot of the mail and that and stuff that's been sent in does get mixed up.
It's got Chris Stark on this way. It's dead weird.
Yeah, it's weird. I'm not going to do anything for Valentine's Day, by the way. Nah. Not into it.
You're going to have to.
No, I'm not. We've both decided I'm not going to do it.
That means nothing.
I'm holding out for steak day.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Do you remember when we got Anne-Marie to meet superfan Steve? That was good. Name Anne-Marie's next 10 shows.
What?
Steve.
Go on, Steve.
Manchester.
Yep.
London.
Yep.
London.
Yep.
Glasgow.
Yep.
Glasgow.
Yep.
Birmingham.
Yep.
Birmingham.
Yep. Wait, I've lost count.
Southend-on-Sea.
Yes.
Leeds.
Yes.
Steve?
Edinburgh.
Yes.
Correct.
Steve? Yep.
Yeah. She was actually ruffling there, rolling on the floor laughing. But we haven't tried to make her cry yet, have we? Famously, she's always laughing. But can she cry on demand?
Scott Mills.
Hurrah! Ali in Chippenham has just discovered the BBC Sounds app. Used to have to get out of her car and then not listen to Radio 1. Now, on her phone, she's got the app. Can listen when she's going into a meeting and up until the very last minute. That's the idea of it, see? We don't know what we're doing this for fun.
No.
It's there to help you.
It is there to help. That's true, this. I reckon lots of people listening don't know about it, but it is there to help. It's useful.
You can listen to Radio 1 live wherever you want. So you're not like, oh, I'm stuck at home or I have to get out of the car and then I can't listen anymore. You can listen wherever you want, on the move, on BBC Sounds app. Just choose Radio 1 on the fancy click wheel there.
Scott Mills.
Here is Anne-Marie. Hello.
Hello.
Ah!
I missed you.
I miss you. Welcome back. It's Anne-Marie 2, everyone.
For real.
It's the same person. Just with new stuff.
Just a bit extra now.
What do you mean? Have you changed? Is this like, you know, when you have a Pokemon and it evolves?
Yes.
To the next level.
I am Charizard.
She's Charizard.
I am.
I'm excited about all this. You've been teasing like no one else, haven't you,
yes,
on the old Instagram?
I know. I just thought, you know what? The last album, everyone knew everything.
Like everything.
Everyone knew all the songs before I made them singles.
Yeah.
And I was like, this album, I'm just going to not tell anyone. No one has... maybe you've heard it.
You're right. No one's heard it, including us. Have you got it on your phone?
What?
We haven't heard it.
Are you joking me?
No, play it now.
Shut up. You're actually joking? You want me to play it?
Could you?
Yeah, one second.
Never done this with an artist before.
Ah!
Oh.
I
I'm a party tonight.
Yes!
Goddamn, it's my birthday. Everybody love me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Look at me. Give me money.
It's so good. You know what? You know what this is going to dominate? You know
birthdays?
It. TikTok. Everyone's birthday on TikTok. You just know it's going that way.
Yeah, it's going to be you, Arizona Zervas.
It's my birthday.
And Lil Nas X. And that's the whole of TikTok.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a banger, that is.
Thank you.
Like, I've literally heard a minute of it and I'm like, yes, that's good.
Good.
Wow.
Thank God for that.
I've never had an artist play anything on their phone before like that, have we?
No.
That's great. First time hearing. Off Anne-Marie's phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good subject for a song, isn't it? Because everyone's got one.
Exactly.
Is it better or worse than Happy Birthday to You? I'm saying better.
I think it's well better.
That overrated, sounds... that is.
I mean, it's too done now, isn't it?
It's dead.
Cancelled.
I mean, this is the weirdest ever I've heard it.
Yeah, you've reached for a very weird version of it, to
this
be fair.
This is weird.
However, whoever wrote that is probably minted.
Oh, absolutely. Which is why I wrote one.
Yes.
Yeah, but then it's good because now you can dominate. This is what everyone's going to say about every. You can dominate birthdays now, right? Because there's not many birthday songs. There's that. Didn't Katy Perry do a birthday one?
Yeah, that's a birthday one.
Yeah, and it's shouty. It's my birthday.
Oh yeah.
It's on a party. Apart from that, it's nothing.
Nothing.
Oh, happy that little one.
Yeah.
No one really knows that.
No one knows that. Well, you've got a show tonight. I'm going to come.
I have. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you coming?
Yeah, I'm coming.
Well, you ain't, are you?
Well, I wasn't invited.
He hates me.
Oh, did you not know?
No, I didn't know about that.
Yeah, there's a little, little gathering tonight for Anne-Marie.
Serious?
Yeah. Yeah. My boyfriend's like, is Chris coming tonight? And I'm like, I don't think so. He just literally just texts me now.
Yeah.
It is happening. This is for real.
So I thought this is one of the pranks that you two do. No. Like It's not. Genuinely happening tonight.
It's a big thing tonight.
Oh, okay.
And I imagine that Anne-Marie will be performing her new track,
I'm performing
Birthday.
Oh, is it?
Scott Mills.
Right, last time, or one of the last times we saw you, you were introduced to Superfan Steve.
I know.
Listen, I watch that all the time.
Do you?
Yes.
Because it's got a mad amount of views, and I did wonder who was...
It's me. It's me and my family.
Right, so it is. I think it's the highest viewed one that we've done.
It's so funny.
Got mad views.
Yeah.
And part of the reason why is because you are on the floor, literally in this room, laughing so hard, and you brought the mic down with you. So hard, in fact, that I would say you were crying.
I couldn't breathe.
So I thought, like, obviously you nearly cried, and that's given us a bit of an idea, right? Whenever you see us, or generally in life, you're always laughing.
Yeah.
Because you're a happy person.
Yeah.
So I thought we'd go the other way today.
Oh, no.
This.
You're going to try and make me cry?
Is make Anne-Marie cry.
You're out of order!
No, but
who
think
does
about
that,
it.
You sicko?
No, because it doesn't have to be from, like, a really dark place. But you know when you're an actor?
Yeah.
Like EastEnders, they've got to cry on demand, right?
Yeah,
are you one of those people that can just
can
turn
you do it?
On?
No, but I cry at any... I am very cryable.
Right. I'm worried because you look lovely today and you've got full makeup.
Is this the last thing I've got to do before tonight? Yeah, I'm fine. I can cry.
Awesome. All right. Right.
Hopefully I'm not going
to,
though.
No. Well, this is the thing. I want you to channel Ian Beale.
Oh, God, that is... That was one of the best moments on TV, wasn't it? Was it still going? No, he definitely pooed a bit there.
Ian is not okay.
That was a lot. Oh.
What an actor there.
We're looking for just one solitary tear, all right?
Okay.
And I don't know what you need to think of.
Horrible.
It's almost like a race, this.
It can be a happy tear.
We can go through a couple of these. So first up for you, I've got, obviously, Titanic, a little bit of that. Should we see if we just all need to bring the mood down a little bit?
Yeah, right. And
this won't finish until there is a tear rolling down Anne-Marie's face.
There's no way I'm crying at this one.
All right, well, just
come on. Concentrate.
Have a little go. Go on.
There's a boat. Jack.
Is that not working?
No, leaving.
Jack.
I'm just confused because there's space for him.
There is. I always thought that. There's loads of room.
This is quite sad, this bit.
No,
There's a boat.
There is loads of room though. Look now.
Shush.
Sorry.
It's just like a bit annoying, isn't it? Because literally died as the boat came.
Just try and get it.
That would be annoying, wouldn't it?
So annoying.
Okay, all right, next.
Okay, what else have we got? We need something good here.
I can give you
The Lion King.
Listen, it's actually named the saddest moment of the Lion King.
Let's see if it works on making Anne-Marie cry.
Dad?
Oh, no, this is terrible.
Come on! That's outrageous. You can't laugh at that.
Oh, that's impossible.
Dad, come on.
Oh.
You gotta get up.
I think we're getting you. I might bring out the onion here, actually.
What? No.
Got an onion as well, just to help
just
you
to
across
help.
The line.
This is not.
It's chopped.
No.
Just.
Help!
Is it working?
Whoa.
Somebody! Anybody! Help!
Right, this is rubbish. Nothing.
Listen, okay. Yeah.
I'm going to put everything on the last one.
Okay.
Right?
I feel like you need the rest of the story to build you up to that moment.
Saying, yeah.
Okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you an onion. There's a picture of a dog. There's
okay.
You look happy in karate gear.
Okay.
And I'm going to give you dogs welcoming soldiers home.
Okay. Now this is
the last try.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's we've found a compilation video of dogs welcoming soldiers home.
Okay.
Here we go.
Oh, it's crying. I still smell the onion.
The onion is strong.
I think it's strong, boy.
Oh my god. No, it's not.
Not even a flipping onion.
Heart of stone.
That makes me happy.
No, exactly. Yeah, it is a happy thing. Not a heart of stone, just a very happy person.
Yeah. Mm. I can't believe you guys tried to do this to me today. What kind of sick joke is this?
Here's the other thing. Right, later on at the show,
yeah,
I had to buy a pack of three, so I'm bringing these with.
If you just smell an onion, you know Scott's near.
I'm being the front, like, I won't throw them.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, she's not here now, but more suggestions from you lot coming in about what we should have shown Anne-Marie. Like... the Monsters video by James Blunt for his song Monsters.
Oh.
I don't know.
That makes you cry, does it?
Apparently. Iron Man dying. And sorry for all the dog noises for all the dog groomers or dog walkers that are listening and their dogs are going cray right now. It worked for Anna, absolutely bawling her eyes out on the way home from work with the Titanic clip and Lion King. Gets her every time. And Tracy. Not for Anne-Marie, though. Heart of stone. Cold-hearted pop star. Not really, she just loves to laugh, innit? You're out of order. So good to see Anne-Marie again. Why, and everyone gets them, but why would you have sent this email to every single member of staff at work?
Dear all, please all help yourselves to the tomatoes in the kitchen. I have left some sandwich bags there so that you can take them home if you would like to. Smiley face. Kind regards.
Kind of really pointless and sometimes really trivial emails that get sent to all staff. Important. Hi. I won't give your name or your company, but if you got one to send to me, the one email that you've got that's like, why did you even bother wasting your time writing that? Send it to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. We've got another one for you, which you will not believe has been sent to all staff coming up.
Scott Mills.
My Monday morning was being locked in a room with Sam Smith.
Was it an escape room? What was it?
No, it wasn't an escape room, although I think that we would both be very good at that.
Yeah, that would. That's an amazing idea.
Right, write that
both
down.
Both of you in an escape room.
Write that down. I have not seen them for like 3 years. But it was really, really good to catch up. And, I mean, it's been announced now.
What have they been up to?
Well, I wanted to have the exclusive of this, but then they've put on their social media now, so fine. But anyway, I thought I was the first. I'm not. New single, To Die For, will be out on Friday. I've heard it.
Hang on. So is, are you announcing this? Are you meant to announce this, or is this announced?
I missed
what you said. Has this been announced?
Announced 26 minutes ago on Sam Smith's social media. I thought I was going to be able to break it to you first, but no, got to it before me. So
you've heard the song?
Yeah, it's
honestly,
awesome.
I'll be honest though, is it good?
Yes, it is. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Sam Smith, new track.
Promise?
I promise you.
Okay, what are you going to promise with here? If it's not good, you leave.
Pinky promise?
What, you're pinky promising every person listening to this right now that new Sam Smith is really good.
Is.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you mean? You can't break a pinky promise.
Otherwise, I have to leave the radio station.
Because here's what I'm imagining. Otherwise, what's happened is you've met Sam Smith this morning. Sam has persuaded you
to
talk about the song and say it's good.
No. Yeah. Absolutely, I went there of my own free will.
Okay.
Just a little invitation.
Remember, you've pinky promised, though.
Pinky promise. Okay. I'm getting so many of these emails, and, I mean, it happens in every workplace, but I enjoy, like, outing them on the radio. There feels something quite good about it, you know? Because often, these will just go around your office, and you'll be like, eye roll, delete. No, send them on to me. And thousands of you are. Here's another one, another email that got sent to all staff. I can't say who sent it to me because they will be sacked. And I can't say the company. However, if the company listened to Radio 1, I was saying this last week, I reckon there'll be a full-scale investigation, probably on an all staff email, as to who sent this to Radio 1. Your secret is safe with me.
Seriously, guys. Whoever urinated in the left cubicle didn't flush and seems to have missed the bowl. Stand closer to the bowl. It clearly isn't as big as you think it is. Also, you need to drink more water. Urine should not be that yellow. Grow up and clean up after yourself.
Send me these, please. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. A lot of they took notice of what colour it was and then sent to all staff.
The Scott Mills Daily.
One of Ireland's finest, Niall Horan, joins us on the show tomorrow from 1. If you can't get it live, catch this podcast on BBC Sounds. Tell everybody that it's a really good podcast. Thanks very much.